This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. A shooting that took the lives of six people last week in California has raised issues of gender equality. In a lengthy manifesto, the shooter said romantic rejections by women fueled his rampage. This week, the hashtag YesAllWomen started showing up on social media to rally support for women's issues. Dr. Wendy Patrick is a business ethics lecturer at San Diego State University. She joins us now. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Why do you think this shooting has started a conversation about gender equality?
I think the shooting has not started the conversation, but reignited a conversation that many people feel should have been more public than it was. This is a way to sort of look at what precursors were present here that really are larger societal issues. And I think that's what we're seeing here with these discussions on Twitter and elsewhere.
We talk a lot on this program about issues of gender equality in the workplace. Do you see these issues as related?
Well, the whole discussion that we've been seeing a lot, and, you know, women have been sharing their stories. One of the things that we see they've been sharing have to do with their experiences in the workplace. And the difference, I think, from this discussion and some that we've had in the past is this isn't a lot of people, you know, getting on a soapbox and talking down to men in the workplace. That's not what we're seeing. What the discussion is trying to do is really take away some of the window dressing and saying, you know, corporations may say that we've equalized a woman's experience in the workplace, but both women and men are sharing that that's not yet happened.
Wendy, another piece of news this week also highlighted the issue of women in the workplace. Google came out with a diversity report on itself in which it said that only 30% of its employees are women. Do you see that as related, the number of women in the workplace, also the experience of women in the workplace?
Absolutely. People are always looking at those kinds of things, and they try to determine, you know, are we succeeding in increasing gender diversity within different professions? And I'm not surprised that companies are reporting on it more often than not, because it's this whole transparency issue. And, you know, that's kind of what the hashtag YesAllWomen and some of these other Twitter feeds are really focusing on, is exposing a problem that still exists that a lot of people were trying to say don't exist.
Dr. Wendy Patrick is a business ethics lecturer at San Diego State University. Wendy, thank you.
Thank you.